Hi everyone, how are we doing? Welcome to the first of what I hope will be very many purely conversational and super casual podcasts where we get to know my interviewees a little more personally than they let on out there in the public. This is a very maiden podcast, and just like all things that you're trying out for the first time, boy, did it come with its glitches and surprises. As you probably already know from our socials, I interviewed my first two interviewees at the same time. So the glitches that reflect in today's podcast will probably reflect in next week's podcast as well. Over time, you'll notice that we lose the mic here and there. But this is a lesson that I've taken into account and I've since learned to fix. So I can only promise that our quality will get better and better from here on. For a very long time, I've been procrastinating on uploading these podcasts because I have OCD and I have a general appreciation for quality, both in video and audio content. But seeing as to how I know that nobody starts off perfect, I thought it would be great to share these conversations with you, and then we can take it on from there. Pick our lessons. So let's delve right in and feel free to share with me your thoughts on the podcast thereafter. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Offre Millennial, the podcast.
Yes. Welcome, guys. This is Offre Millennial, the podcast, and this is our very pilot episode. And today with me here is Winnie Natsite. Winnie, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing irate.
What you guys online probably need to know is that Natsite traveled all the way from Malaba for this interview.
Amuna, is it Malaba or did we come from Malaba?
I thought you guys came from Malaba.
No, it's Malibu.
It's Malibu. Anyway, she's accompanied by Joan Amono, her personal assistant, also doubling as the production designer of this particular podcast. Amono, wave to the fans.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our podcast.
They can't see you.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't see you.
But hi, everybody. You're welcome.
Also, in the house, we have Jeff Jombe Jefta.
Hello everybody.
He's a very known artist. He's I was about to say the Leonardo DiCaprio of this generation. But it's Da Vinci.
That is who's
he's the Ugandan Da Vinci of this generation, for those of you that might not be familiar with his work. But also, why aren't you familiar with his work? Anyway, let's delve now into Winnie Natsite, the being, the flesh, the blood, the sweat.
Mm-hmm. They can't see you.
Winnie, everybody knows about Kilembarabs. So I'll probably just give you 1 minute to say what you'd like to say about Kilembarabs, and then we'll delve onto other things.
Kilemba is a Swahili name for head wrap.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with time I've tried to bring in more things that actually relate to head wrap, like headwear.
Yeah.
And it's an online business, very reachable. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I wouldn't want to say WhatsApp. Yeah, but that's how most of my clients contact me.
Yeah. Mm. So one distinct thing that I'm learning about young people's businesses over the past 2 years is that they've come up with hustles to adapt to COVID-19, having gotten them out of their professions. I'm curious, is Chilemba something that you started as an adaptation to the fact that COVID made you incapable of teaching anymore, or?
It's something I've had from way back. It started from school, university to be specific. I was studying in a university, in an Islamic university, that is IUIU.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're at the Islamic University in Uganda, the ladies are supposed to wear the hijab.
Yeah.
So with that, I really never used to do hair, and even the money wasn't there as well, like to always have hair done. Yeah. And even when you did the hair, you had to cover up. So at one point, I just gave up on having to go to the salon every now and then,
yeah.
and just started finding other ways to wear the headscarf, because when you're wearing a hijab, you just use the headscarf to cover your head. That those days we had to go out on Sundays for prayers,
yeah.
The Christian girls, because we used to stay at school. So I tried to check out on the internet, like how else can I wear this,
yeah.
the hijab, instead of having to cover up the whole, okay, like covering up the whole head and just leaving the front part of your face. So I checked out on the internet, and then I found different ways, and most of them were from Nigeria.
Do you like Nigerian men?
Yeah, but I can't find them. Do you have any? Should connect me to one.
I think because everybody that is into Afrocentric dressing for some reason has a connection to
a Nigerian
West African
man.
Culture. They don't like Nigerian men, they like Ghanaian men, if they're like something to do
with the men.
Yeah. I know for a fact Amono has a Nigerian
name. Oh my god, Amono, please link me up to one.
She likes Nigerian men.
Please link me up to one. No. Link me up to one.
Connect your sister.
Connect my sister. Connect me.
Connect your sister.
Connect. Yeah, so most of them were Nigerians.
Yep.
But later on, I found out that even women out of Nijeriya were wearing the head wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I started trying out different ways of how to wear it. And I think I got really good at it. With time, people started asking me, like, hey, Winnie, how have you done that? I need to learn.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would post pictures on Facebook, and guys are like, Winnie, I want that head wrap. Give it to me. And like, you go buy. You tell them, go buy your own. And they tell you, no, I want that particular one. So that's when I actually thought I could make money out of it. And sell
beautiful.
To people.
So I get that attending an Islamic university motivated you to start making head wraps for your hair. And now that you've since left, I'm just curious. I know for a fact that African women's hair is very beautiful. Your own hair is very beautiful. Do you still see a need for African women to cover their hair now that you left that limitation behind?
It is actually a protective hairstyle.
Yeah.
Especially with people who have natural hair, it's always good to, it's not good to have your hair out there. I have dreadlocks, and people keep asking me, oh, Winnie, how are your dreadlocks that
dreadlocks.
Clean? Like, how are they clean? So I just tell them, you need to wear the head wrap. And then sometimes people ask me, no, you're just trying to sell your head wraps. But it's not, it's actually a protective hairstyle. Plus, it really complements a look, especially when you're trying to look African and elegant.
Yeah. Mm. Black and beautiful.
Away from Kilemba, I know that your studied profession is in education. You're a secondary school teacher. And for the listeners that might not be knowing, Uganda just recently came out of the longest lockdown on the education system in the world. We've been locked up for 2 years. And this pushed a lot of the teachers to come up with alternative sources of income, which in your case would be Kilemba. And now that we reopened our education system, a lot of teachers have refused to return to school to teach because their alternative sources of income are earning them way more than teaching in classes used to earn them. I'm just curious, how come you as a teacher opted to come back to school despite being very successful with Kilemba?
I love teaching. I do. I love meeting the young people. Okay, people call me young, but there's that student. It helps me feel better sometimes. I don't want to call them therapy. But sometimes it's so therapeutic. Yeah, they're therapeutic. Like, it's so therapeutic teaching. You know, like, you go to class, these people are looking up to you, and you're teaching them new things, and they're just ready to learn. It's such a beautiful thing. And that's one of the things that made me go back.
Yeah.
Mm.
Beautiful.
So you said Kilemba made her a lot of money.
She wasn't paid. Don't bring...
Does she owe you money? Does Winnie owe you money?
Oh my God!
Winnie has made a lot of money. I know for a fact, listeners, that Winnie has exported her hair drops to the US, to Canada, to Spain.
Okay, when COVID came, I think it also
intergalactic.
It helped me to concentrate on it more because before COVID, I wasn't so much into creating content, like teaching people how to do them, like how to wear head wraps. And also, I didn't think about other products that I could add to the brand. But when the lockdown came, we had plenty of time. And it helped me to think of other things, how to deliver the products to different parts of the country and the world.
Beautiful. So listeners, like I said, Winnie has probably made a lot of money from, She's exporting, shipping out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if you need loans, she's also the person that you want.
Great. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and ask Winnie a few less serious questions to get to know her more.
You said she's a Ghana accent, on our person.
Wait, so all the whole time you've
you thought she was a serious person. No, I'm a serious person. Oh my God, I'm a serious person.
The one they beat that is there.
Oh my God, Jeff.
Welcome back, guys, from the short break.
Oh my God.
One of the revelations we're getting to learn about Winnie during the break is that she's a very unserious person. Contrary to what you guys have probably seen online.
I'm a serious person.
Yeah.
I think you can hear it from my voice.
Sure. It's okay. Yeah, Winnie, serious. It's all right. It's all right.
Calm down.
And now for the fun part, we are going to ask Winnie 5 entirely trivial questions to try and get to know her more. Don't think about this that much, just give us your answer. So, number 5. What's your cereal routine? Is it cereal, sugar and milk? Is it milk, cereal and sugar, or is it sugar, milk and then cereal?
All cereal and milk. Just by the way, someone made me cereal with sugar, man.
So
my assistant, I'm like, what? I'm like, what's up? She put so much sugar. It's
cereal. What's your cereal routine?
Cereal, sugar and milk.
Cereal, sugar, and milk.
Mm-hmm.
But very little sugar?
Yeah, very little. Please. Cereal, now you can see why your salary delays.
Okay, number 4. Are you a taxis or a borders girl?
Border guy.
I
just thought about my favorite border guy.
You thought about your favorite border guy?
Yeah.
See how wrong this looks.
Border girl. I love borders.
Tell us a little bit about how you just thought about your favorite border guy.
Because border guys are so hilarious.
But no, you said you had. She said she has a favorite border guy.
Yeah, I have a border guy. Yeah.
So tell. So no, he's stop generalizing and saying they're hilarious. Tell us about your favorite border guy.
He tells me so much about life and people. So we laugh a lot. That's why I thought about.
Border guy have a name.
I think I have so many favorite border guys because every time.
Yeah, that doesn't make the situation worse at all. Sure. That doesn't worsen the situation. Guys, I hear it was a video. She has very many favorite border guys.
Moving on. Number 3. would you rather go for a big body or a big wallet?
Are we allowed to let some questions pass?
No, you can't let it pass.
Oh my God, I'm Mono.
Why are you calling her Mono?
She's my assistant. Uh-huh. Maybe you could do that. Sometimes she does.
She's down with it.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which one would we do?
Guys, I would take body or big wallet.
Can you ask that again?
Knowing your boss, does she do big body or big wallet?
Big wallet, please.
She goes for big wallet. Skinny men, and it's not a problem.
There's the other one we had a problem about. There's one we had a problem about, but
Jeff,
there you have it.
What?
There you have it.
So it's big wallet.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm at disadvantage there, but sure. Okay.
Recover.
Who's that?
Number two. Who's that one celebrity crush that has had your attention lately?
Ooh, Trevor Noah, not lately, but all the way.
Yeah, Trevor Noah.
Oh my God.
What you do you like his accent?
Everything about him. Not the accent, because he keeps on changing.
I think
his sense of humor. And then after reading his book, I kind of got attached to him in a way that I could relate so much with his growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I know him so much, and maybe he knows me. But
yeah,
he doesn't.
Trevor Noah definitely knows you.
He knows me somewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
My Lord.
He knows me. Be ready. Be ready.
Finally, number one. If you woke up in Jeff's body, or any other boy for that matter, what's the first thing you would do?
Okay, I think one thing I feel like every male should do is wake up and then just dance. I feel like...
The first thing you
do like,
with the male anatomy is you dance.
Yeah, dance with it. Like just chee 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 chee.
You have a whole set of abs.
Like there's
No. I think that's the first thing I actually
even Jeff is disappointed.
No, he shouldn't be. No, like just imagine and just chee and you dance around. You know, like
Jeff doesn't dance for
that's
starters.
That's what I would do. That's what I would I dance. That's
you dance?
I dance?
Yeah.
Which dance?
Like which dance? The one
it's
I'm talking about?
In the room.
Like this. Okay, the one I'm talking about is okay, they can't see
that
me.
Grooving.
Can they see me?
I'm
like
grooving.
Just
guys, I know you're only listening in, but we just witnessed the worst dance of this century.
Oh
possibly.
God.
The cat is crying.
What was that? Lucky my cat is crying.
He's like, what is
45.
This? What is this? But yeah, I also, I fancy that a lot. Like, why don't people do that? It's a feel good dance. Mm-hmm.
No, if it's a feel good dance, is it like?
It has to be
gender specific. Like, if
okay, I feel like that particular dance is actually gender specific.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, like, you just want to wake up and wiggle.
Yep. Cause man.
Maybe you could wiggle with Jeff sometime. Get to know his body and all.
You're staying professional. You're staying professional.
Guys. Winnie, it was lovely getting to know you. We loved having you over. Thank you so much for
bracing
our invite. Guys, that's all for now. This was our pilot podcast. Catch us next week for our next interviewee.
Mm-hmm.
And like Winnie said, if you're trying to find her on social media, what do we look for?
For Klemba, that is for the business page.
Klemba
for
the business.
Then Natsite Winnie for...
Natsite Winnie in case you have a big wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everyone.
And
Also, don't forget to check us out on social media as well. We are AfriMillennial across all the pages. AfriMillennial.
That's word. AfriMillennial. AfriMillennial.
AfriMillennial. My lord.
AfriMillennial.
This podcast will probably be about teaching people how to speak.
Yeah, that's really
to pronounce it. Take care, guys. Cheers.